All right, we are back, and you may be thinking to yourselves, oh my gosh, didn't you just record a podcast recently? Yeah, it's crazy, and we're back again.
Scandalous.
Yes, we are scandalous, Madeline. When you get to be, 12, scandals start coming. So, yeah, we're on podcast 14 now, and we're looking at today Harbinger 7, Exo Man of War number 8, and we're also
DP77 Merc
7, Psi-Force 7, and the first Spitfire only is Spitfire, just plain old Spitfire, and I think it becomes codename Spitfire after this if you're desperately interested. Yeah, those troubleshooters, they're DOA.
They're
gone. They're not dead, but, well...
One of them is dead.
One is dead. And you didn't even notice that last time. I think that's a little funny.
What?
Yeah. I'm Maz, if you're wondering. He dead. If you're wondering. Yeah, I'm looking around. It is, for us, February the 6th, and Harbinger Zero came out today, which is pretty...
I want it.
Yeah, I know you want it. What did I tell you? You got ketchup, you booger pants. We're doing a good job. We're doing some reading. And the carrot I held out for Madeline is she has a copy of the flamingo-covered Harbinger 7 going to her now. So it was
it's mine now.
Pretty good bribe. I gotta say, it's a pretty good bribe.
It's mine now.
Not now. Not yet. When we're done. I know. Well, you gotta talk to your father for, 30 minutes or so to get through this. So, where do you want to go first? Any particular plan?
I don't care.
Let me just throw out something of the Silver Age real quick. We talked a little bit more last month about the Silver Age.
While
you were catching up. You don't have any catching up to do this time, right?
No.
Good. That's wonderful.
I read all of them.
And I talked a little bit about how wonderful I thought an issue of the Fantastic Four was. Fantastic Four 6 and Submariner and all that. Yeah. Here's the thing.
The only good villain.
Here's the thing. Fantastic Four 7 hurt me. Like, pain to my soul kind of badness.
Why?
Oh, it was one of those ones. Here's what you wrote. Great cover art, but this is another classic. The heroes get outlawed, then they go to a planet, then the aliens on the planet try to destroy them. Lastly, the planet ends up getting destroyed. Classic. This is like 2 years ago from you, so you're like... 10 when you're reading this. Not even 12. Classic. Not even 11 yet.
What did
classic. I... Classic. You wrote 3 times. This is a classic.
What did I...
You're a fan of it as a 10-year-old. You're not quite good with that yet. Me, I'm...
Whoa. No. That was a bad thing. I was just like...
Oh, my God. Oh, classic? Oh, you're ironic with this. 10-year-old? I don't know. It was bad. It was horrific.
I was like, oh.
Horrific.
This is a... No, saying it was a classic was like, it's the same thing that happens every single time with all the Marvel ones. All
right. Well, the Solar one is wonderful.
Solar was beautiful.
Yeah, it was, really, really nice. But let's go back
Solar is always good.
Yeah, Solar, I think, was the strongest one in there. Let's go back to these, and I'm going to scooch around a little bit, so a little, white noise sound here, or not so white noise, excuse me, Matt.
Sorry, white noise.
No, not like even, more like the dark gray of noise. Let's
Don't
get down
be
here.
Racist, be a panda.
Thank you. That's good advice. Good advice, good advice. Madeline came up with a great title for our last one, but maybe this one will be a good Don't Be Racist, Be a Panda title. So, I think it's not bad.
What was the title for last one?
It wasn't as good. Yes, it's mean. Yeah, it was alright.
No. The one that I wanted was Madeline's One Word Reviews.
Oh, yeah, but he also said Shades of Beige.
No, that was the one before that.
One before? Alright.
Nifty Shades of Beige.
Nifty Shades of Beige. Yeah, that's not so bad. Let's go. Don't Be Racist, Be a Panda. I'm putting it in right now. You're listening to a website that you created.
Ooh.
Boy, then he typed keys. It's thrilling. It was thrilling. Kevin, it was so awesome when I heard the click, click, click.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk these comics. What'd you like? What'd you think? How'd you feel?
Actually, I thought most of the issues this week were actually pretty good.
I had that feeling as well.
There was no bad ones because we didn't have to suffer through kickers.
No kickers suffering.
Or justice.
Yeah, so, I don't know what's up with justice. We got justice a long is haul like on crap. That. It's garbage. Yeah. Let's do Merc first.
I didn't really. Merc kind of went down for me.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
It was confusing, and it was just mm-hmm. I felt like dove into it.
Well, the thing about Merc that I'd liked so much before, it feels like they're sort of pushing to the side. Like the panels are getting humongous. The wording is getting very minimal. I mean, it's going into that real 90s style storytelling.
But
it feels so rushed. Like, look at some of the art. If you keep flipping, it gets more and more haphazard. Like, haphazard. Like this one here. And then flip over two or three pages. There's one on the right. I thought to myself, boy, that looks about as good as
bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah. The ads in here.
Bad ads.
They're horrific. We know you chicks. You all go for, you know, a boy who builds a model of a car. That's just as cool. Look at that over there. It almost doesn't even have expression on it. It's so bad.
But this is like, they
There's
really dove into it.
There's four panels to a page
just,
here.
No, just like, Ugh. They really dove into it. It's like, business, yeah. I gotta go by.
Yeah, he's got no life in him. And that's too bad, because it seemed pretty good at the beginning.
Business, I gotta go by.
Yeah, see you later. That connection with his kid was decent. And again, the cover, well, this cover is bad. Look at that cover.
That is a...
It's like super Rambo-rific.
That is like poorly drawn cover. The yeah. guy's head is like this big
right.
compared to his body.
Yeah, his biceps are wider than his head. And I don't think Merc is a bodybuilder. I think he's a soldier. I think he's a sharpshooter.
Wait.
It is.
Wait.
It's wider than his head. It's horrific. Like, his little tiny pea head. Like... It's as big as a little green pea pod or something. It's terrible.
His biceps are bigger than his head.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's pass that on. Merc was weak. What'd you like
it was bad.
Yeah, what about the other ones?
This one,
you first, and then we'll flip over?
I noticed something just
Shoot.
Now. They changed the color.
Yeah, they did.
From the cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's green on the cover, and it's red in the...
I liked this comic, and something I want to point out real quick is the Max suit really hasn't been around in its full form since maybe issue 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone.
It's like, bye-bye.
Well, it's the story of a person.
It's there, but...
Right, it's in the corner of the cover, but I don't even think it's been around.
I think they should put Jenny up there more than... More
she should be. And that's I think that's the best thing about the comic, is it's her... the story of her is a comic, and especially I felt like, yeah, this kind of garbage would happen. I mean, if we're in a band of 5 people and somebody kills somebody, and somebody else, you
he
know...
He is dead.
Yeah.
Just so I will
Kills him, and
you.
Then another guy's, you know...
Yeah, he's definitely dead now.
Legs gone, kind of thing. I
no,
think...
he's not... His legs aren't gone. I think he's just crippled.
No. Well,
They even say that in the comic. Here, I'll find it.
Well, one way or the other. I think we'd go on a militia-style hunt for that little jackaninny of the other side.
Jackaninny.
Well, I say jackaninny, but I'm thinking something else. I say jackaninny. There's a darker phrase in my head. So you have to keep this, you know, family-friendly.
It's family-friendly.
So there's 12-year-olds that are hosting the cast, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The 12-year-olds that
you, may have met
you say words in...
She's
front
cool.
of all the time.
She's kind of cool. Yeah. I don't say I'm to record them. That's the thing. This is, you know, public record here. You've said worse things as well, so I'm just not recording them. Or putting them out for
like
public.
Like what?
When we're done, I'll recant those
like,
sorry
dang
tales.
It.
Dagnabinate it.
Dagnabit.
Yes. Spitfire I thought was good. And I like the entrapment at the end, where they catch her and they try to, you know, get her to do the wrong thing or go to the wrong thing. And I think that's the transition point. I get a feeling in me that they were trying to save this. And I also get a sense that they knew that some of these were destined for the scrap heap, you know?
Yeah.
They weren't gonna make it. There was an end game in mind. But I don't think Spitfire was part of that end game. I think probably the initial plan was to keep it going, and gosh, I hope Justice was slated for death. Man, O'Day, that is just horrendous. That thing's a horror story. But I do like Spitfire.
What was the stupid one that we made go on?
What do you mean?
That went on. There was something that we thought was dumb.
The skiffs and Justice, the flying cars with turquoise suits and mullets.
Mullet man.
Lasers, beams out of my hands.
And don't forget the shield in the other hand. Dang it, my sword hand doesn't work. I'll just hit you with my shield hand.
Yeah, that's bad. Oh, Dogger. Hello. Down on your territory.
Nope, not this comic.
Okay, easy, easy. I don't like it. Don't like that. Don't like that. Thank you.
Attack of the Winston again.
Attack of Winston, too. He's always Attack of Winston. All right, move it, talk. Move, move, move. Oh, no. He just gravitates to the most awesome person in the room, I guess.
No.
Sorry.
He gravitates
the stinkiest
to the
person in the room?
He gravitates to the least awesome person.
Oh, he's trying to make
it
more awesome.
He wants them to feel better.
Oh, you look pathetic.
About himself.
All right, what else we got? Psi-Force?
Yeah.
Let's do Psi-Force. What you think?
I think it was better than last issue.
Oh, I didn't like it as much as last issue. Okay. Well, I liked it still. Remember the first 5-6 issues were, terrible. Just bad. I
hated them.
And we had that transition over, I think, the last issue.
Yeah,
where we said,
and it was...
Both of us were like, all right, this was good. This is salvageable.
Wasn't that one of my one-word reviews? No, that was last time.
No, last time was the one-word reviews. They were all pretty negative, and this week we're all relatively positive.
Yeah.
I also think...
Mark that...
Well, but we weren't
his
terrible.
His biceps are bigger than his...
Well, the cover's bad. Would you rather read Merc or another chapter of Kickers?
Merc
or... Yeah.
Yeah, any day. Unless Kickers got somehow magically better.
You also hated Starbrand last month, and I thought that was decent. Well, let's talk Psi-Force. What'd you think was the big change this issue? I got a sense of a big change.
Well, in this issue, I saw that they were a little bit more using their powers.
More powers, okay. That wasn't what I noticed there, but I know what you're saying.
Like, they were more using their powers, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I did not notice that.
Use our powers to push people, and, yeah. In this issue, they use their powers a lot more, and... That's what I noticed about the issue.
The thing I noticed was how much taller he got.
Oh, this kid, yeah.
A lot taller. Like, in the previous, he looks like a 7-year-old. And now he looks like...
Rachel could probably be taller than him.
Yeah, he was so teeny in that one. And then
he grew up. He's like...
Very good hunching over the Hunchback. So, a little change with that. Decent issue again. I like the back and forth. I like the entrapment. I also liked a lot of the subtext of it. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
No.
All right, let me put it a different way. Did you know what was happening to the girl?
No.
What happened to the girl when she was taken to the studio? Do you know?
Yeah, I have kind of a vague idea.
Okay, well, give me some... generally appropriate guesses. Like, careful with your wording, but
tell me. Well, I don't know how to word this.
Okay, well, word it as well or appropriately as you can. What did you get a sense that happened to the girl?
His hair color changed.
Well, his hair color changed, yes. But what sense did you get happened to the girl?
Something real, like, they were probably, like, abused.
Abusive to her? Mm-hmm. And there was nothing that said, you know... this happened to me, but it was very appropriate, but you absolutely got a sense that the wrongest possible thing could have happened to this person, or was at least suggested to her. And it didn't feel like, corny either. It didn't feel cheesy or stupid. It felt very real. And I thought that was one of the better handled parts of it, that there was a really sense of this adult or mature theme matter, but it didn't treat it like a you know, a very special episode of Blossom or something silly. You know, it was nice. It was good. Go DP7. What you think?
Okay. So, I thought what she said, like, this, the fact that she wanted to save him was kind of stupid because he doesn't like you.
He's a jerk. Her husband's a jerk. And
he's a jerk.
If and when you get to that more permanent relationship status when you're in there, remember something like this. Like, you stupid girl, you know, he is a jerk to you. And I can't explain to you the connection that is, but people, for some stupid reason, defend people who are abusive or nasty or insensitive to them. And that's too bad. There are a lot of people like that. And I thought it was pretty realistic. What did she want to do with her kids?
Take them away.
Yeah, get away. Why?
Because she didn't like him.
Because why? Why did she not like them?
She didn't like them because he said that he said that their mommy didn't love them anymore.
Right. Nasty things, right?
Yeah.
Nasty.
The dad told their kids that their mommy didn't love him anymore, and that's why she wasn't there.
Yeah, very hard way to put it. What do you think about the capturing of them at the end?
I loved.
What did you love?
Loved this one.
Which one?
This one.
Ah, those three panels at the end? So did I.
Getting in the elevator.
That was sweet.
That was awesome.
I wrote about those three panels at the end. Yeah, that was totally amazing.
That was awesome.
Yeah, they did a lot of that, though.
I didn't notice it.
I said the same thing.
I didn't notice it. I was like, what?
Huh? And then?
I read it over, and I was like, what? I was like, oh!
See, that's, and I don't want to be, harp on comic books, because frankly, if you've gone this level to listen to a podcast about a closed-ended comic book from, you know, 25 going on 30 years ago, you are a fan of the medium. But I love when Moore says, this medium is one that should exist as this medium. There's something fantastic about being able to, while you're looking at it, go back and re-visualize it. It doesn't have to be just absorbed. Television is a one-time thing. It is as it happens. And beauty...
That's why I love books.
And yes. Yeah. Books are the same kind of way. It's a different medium. Because you have... With books, it's all mental. You know, it's like a mental picture.
I love making... Like, I like them when they don't give as much detail. Because yes. Then you get to make up your own characters
right.
In your head.
But this side... There is a strong visualization of it, and you're able to quickly go back and look at those items. It's
like if they ever wrote a book involving just the words of these comics, I would totally envision these characters.
No, sure, sure. But that visualization gives you something different. It's stagnant and mobile at the same time.
A couple times... I've taken a character at the beginning of the book, and the way I see them in my head, I draw them and color them and see if at the end of the book I feel the same way.
No, that's a cool idea. That's really slick. I thought DP7 was out of the park fantastic. It keeps getting better.
Love that.
Keeps getting better.
This one was, I like this one too.
The capture, which capture?
This one.
Which one is that? I can't see over the comments.
It's, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, okay. Yeah. It was very well done, and I don't know where they're going to go next. Beautiful. Just a really outstanding little read. And, boy, Matt, we spent, like, almost 20 minutes on New You so far. That's, that's pretty good for us.
New record.
Yeah, that's pretty good for us. A strong four books, nicely put. Now let's talk the Valiant stuff. New Valiant, VEI. What do you think about those?
Let's do EXO first.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay.
EXO first.
Oh, wait, did I rip this? Because it was, like, stuck to the tip.
It did not sound like it.
It's
good. All right, go EXO first. Let's hear yours.
All right.
And this is the closure of the Ninjak storyline, which I had to say I had low expectations for coming in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it got so much better. It developed so much over the time, you know?
Well, Ninjak was just a dumb tool in the old one.
Yeah, he was just stupidly used in the old one, like, thrown in as an enemy, you know?
It was corny and unknown to where it was going. What you think about this versions of Ninjak?
This
comic, I guess.
This version of Ninjak was definitely better than the old one.
Yep. And what you think about this story, this piece?
This story, I thought, was pretty awesome because looking back at the beginning.
That flashback,
yeah. And then this reminded me so much of Merc this issue. There was not a lot of wording. And there's like five
or six. A lot of visually told stuff.
There's like five or six. I think the maximum in here is six on a page. And I just thought, sometimes that's bad, like in the Merc ones, that wasn't very good having all the visual stuff. But then in this one, it was pretty good because there was a lot of fighting and, you know, there was a lot of... But in Merc, they just use the panels, the full panels, to use, like, explosions and stupid stuff.
I thought Ninjak was the top part of the issue. Loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe... No,
I like this weapon.
Better than Eric. Really cool
ninja,
weapons.
His little ninja star.
And has no... pause with whom he fights. It's just, alright, you're dead. Okay, gotcha. Alright, chop you to pieces.
Even though you're paying me,
right.
I'll kill
you. Right, I'll still kill you. You're gone.
You're paying me, I kill you.
There was no hesitation there. And if I
like
was...
I like their guns.
If I was on the charge of this, I would not launch Ninjak into a regular title yet. I would hesitate.
Yeah, you know? I would keep him more in this issue... Having the, and then eventually work up to an issue, but...
I almost like him better as a sidekick. As a sometime kind of a guy.
He's not really a sidekick.
Well, yeah, but...
He's more of, this is a partnership that may or may not last,
right,
you know?
Right, but I don't think launching him into his own vehicle will work on a continual basis. I think it'll weaken him. Like, I can remember seeing Ninjak for the first time, and this is, you know, Bloodshot 6-7-ish, and I thought, wow, this is great. And then putting him in as a character on a
like
rotating basis...
Like, making him a new one.
Even building him a full background weakened him. Giving him that connection to...
You know, Ninjak's
Dr. Silk and... making him this...
Ninjak's supposed to be... He's supposed to be mysterious. You're not supposed to know who he is.
Yes, and it's... I mean, I hate to make the parallel to Wolverine because that's too cliched.
Cliche.
But don't answer everything about this guy. Let some of it, or much of it, exist in mystery. I don't... He's just itching his foot. He does that all the time. Don't tell me everything. Careful. I also loved... The sort of double cross, or the attempt to double cross in the meeting where they said, okay, now you're here, mwahaha, and then sort of nothing happens, and then we get revealed that still here. Our agent, he failed. And step forward, we'll leave here, and then it's revealed that Eric's, you know, saved him back. In the locale.
He tried to kill you.
Right. Yeah, I got him. Took care of him for you. I like that as well.
No, just the subtlety of that, him saying that, you know, he tried to kill you. I got him.
I have to say, as a segment, mediocre with this. Not my favorite EXO lately. Mm-hmm. And as a part of a story, as a whole, I think it almost works better as that trade paperback downward. as the whole over the entire story versus, you know, this tiny little bit. So, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Let's talk our consistent favorite month to month, Harbinger.
It is my favorite.
Yeah,
it's
mine too.
It's always been my favorite. It's consistently been my favorite.
I don't know if it was always my favorite in the olden days.
No, I don't think so. I think you said it was like EXO or something.
No, it wasn't EXO. EXO was not my favorite then.
It was something else. It was like... It was not Harbinger. You said it was something else and then Harbinger.
Probably Solar then.
Yeah, Solar. That's probably what it was. Solar. And then there was something else too.
I love Shadow Man.
Yeah, we love Shadow Man.
But I don't think I liked all of them. Archer and Armstrong was...
Archer and Armstrong.
It's tough for me to look back
Archer
at that time.
No, Archer and Armstrong was your favorite.
I loved it. Man, I loved that comic. Those first, you know, 8 issues... I don't even think I liked the 8th one, though. Everyone
for
talks about the first
issues?
12. Maybe. The 8th one always stuck out to me. I was always ticked off. I had to pay $4.50 for one comic book. Really, I was like, grumble. Okay. My budget was really slim back then. It was, you know, consider every nickel I spent. Let's talk Harbinger.
All right. Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a beauteous one.
Yeah. It was I think this... I never would have guessed this.
Oh, yeah.
Being Flamingo. Just looking at her.
Oh, but the red hair. I mean, there's an intent there.
I know, but I never would have guessed if I just would have looked at mm-hmm. her, you know? The red hair would have been the only... But Flamingo had, like, brown hair in the old mm-hmm. issues. So, but that's, you know, not the point. Just this one mm-hmm. is... I never would have guessed it was her. And then you finally realize... when she gets up on stage,
mm-hmm.
that she's...
Well, she shines in that environment. Like, she becomes... and I don't mean to be deprecating or abusive, but that, you know, on-stage persona, you know, or mm-hmm. attention to her. And I thought it was pretty interesting to look at it from the perspective of the hollowness of... or the shallowness of a lot of her life at that point. The loneliness of a pretty girl. And again, same kind of parallel here. The real abuse of a woman, you know. And this is somebody who is pretty and, I would say, relatively confident, but falls under the spell of this fool and has to listen to him. One of my favorite sections of this was the conversation back and forth between these two girls. Boy, oh boy, I thought that was brilliant. You're so pretty. Sure, sit. What's observation without interaction? Bad data. I don't know what that means, but I'll take it. Well, there goes. You're working through law school theory. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just insult after insult, back and forth. And then she jumps in again. You know, Flamingo, that's your stage name? What is this, Vegas in the 50s? Mm-hmm. Brilliant. I mean, this dialogue's perfect. Right, got it. You're better than me. Sorry I bothered you. And then, wait, please, we're, you know, a little on edge, we've never done this before, you're Charlene, and what gives, you don't look like a juvie PO, this just gets better and better. Hey, you better slow your roll, chick, it's gonna get real, got it, slow your roll? Turns out there's something interesting in there after all. Whoa, both of you, chill out. And even, you know, the little asides that are coming from Faith are so funny. This place is dirty, and ooh, that's what fakies look like. I mean,
ooh,
just her...
that's what fakies...
her commentary,
It's so funny, and it's like that of me and my friends.
Tell how awesome it's gonna be. You're gonna change your life, you know? And she's so sincere with her shallowness. Frack, I know it's weird, and Chris is totally being a C-word there. Mm-hmm. But you gotta meet us outside. I can't really stress it enough. And the commentary, that fat chick's light on her feet. Then back to the flashback of the hollowness of her, and even in these sepia tones, to have that sense.
And then the fact that how she was...
really beat up. I mean, kicked.
And, oh, I loved this one.
Oh, yeah. This frame, this eruption of her, literally, it's so small on this page.
If this...
And then the page turn, brilliantly plotted and planned.
If this comic wasn't so dang expensive and special, I would take this comic and cut this little frame out and put it on my wall.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous. And even the return of vengeance on this man. And that's her becoming who she is.
Mm-hmm.
The charred skin, and again, nicely covered in the next issue, you'll get there. And then the absolute vengeance. And that's, you know, this fantastic sense of, you know, how I'm going to get this vengeance upon you.
And then I like this part, how her skin is, like, healing.
Yeah, you'll see what happens. It talks about that in the next one. What is that? You can fly? Yeah, it's pretty dope. I mean, it's great. Anybody get hurt? Nah, he said it, hit it with psychic scream and pulled the alarm. Nobody even saw us. We're totally superheroes. I mean, that...
No one even saw us. We're totally superheroes.
Simple sense of what life is to her. So brilliant and wonderful. And a brilliant preview of the next cover.
And I love this one.
Yeah. That ain't... she's southern and beautiful. The upgrade of these characters from the old 80s sense to this new modern 90s.
Like in the old one, she was more of a... She had no real personality in
Yeah, she was desperate as a female. And a little pathetic.
Yeah.
You know, all pretty and not much behind that. And she's rich in this. That emptiness and hardened edge.
And she actually has a personality.
She is wonderful, and I see a lot of that in the first issue.
She's wonderful.
This brilliant upgrade.
See, I could just combine fun and wonderful to make wonderful.
I like it. Well done. Consistently brilliantly written. And good art. Not as good as Shadow Man in my brain. That's my favorite.
I like the Bloodshot.
Oh, the back and forth. Yeah, that's a cool concept. But the art to me feels very linked with this comic.
If that comic wasn't so expensive and it wasn't so special, I would take
that frame. It's not the most polished, but I think it's the most real.
Yeah.
And that's what brings a lot of Harbinger in.
Like, with that, they're like living in a real situation,
yeah.
You know? What's wrong with Like, I'm not trying to say something's wrong with them, but what I didn't like about all the Wonder Woman and Supergirl, like, they're not in a real situation.
Well, Tony Stark's a megajillionaire, you know? Let's just build 85 different, you know, things versus, okay, my life sort of stinks, so I gotta survive moment to moment. It's a real connection with reality.
Let's build 85 gajillion things. Oh, yay. I have a hot boyfriend named Superman.
What, crashed my Quinjet 37 times? That's okay. We got another one back here. That's okay. No big deal. At this point, this...
Honey, our baby can fly. Only the best for you, dear.
All right.
That's for Megamind.
Let's wrap this up. Oh, I still have not watched that. I gotta
see it. You need to watch it. It's funny.
Yeah, I'll watch that with you, girl. All right, this was fun, man. Good app. Maybe in another week we'll do another one, especially since we got some more new stuff that's out. Gotta do some more catching.
And we need a frame.
Yeah, we'll get there. Maybe we'll do another one this weekend or something.
Hang it up on my wall.
It's a shorter set this time. It's a shorter set of comics. We're gonna be looking into No Star Brand this time. I know you're gonna cry.
But there is kickers.
Yeah, there's kickers.
Yay! My favorite.
Night Mask and... Hey.
And Justice.
Sorry, yes.
Yay! My two favorite things.
Maybe it gets better. It has to get better. Sometime that has to get better. Anyway, let's wrap this out. Say goodnight.
Good night.
I think your show's coming on, so you can go watch.
Yeah, my show's coming on.
Go watch.
So goodbye.
Night.
Good luck.